The president of Youth Africa, Emmanuel Ashigbe, has called on chiefs and landowners in the Volta region to collaborate with foreign investors and allow them to invest in productive sectors in the region to create jobs for the youth. He told Radio Ghana that no country can develop without the active participation of the private sector.
The whole lagoon over there, they are using it, and this is what is causing the problem. And I was with the board yesterday, and they were telling me that they are there with good intention to give jobs to the young people. But some of the chiefs are not ready to comply with them, and they are driving them away from there. But to be frank with you, we've been crying that we don't have factories or industries in the region, Volta region. And if anybody or investors start coming to Volta region, and our chief, our fathers will not allow them, then it's a problem to us, because when we say government, who is the government? We always complain that the government is not doing enough for us. We don't have factories in Volta region. Every country you will go on the face of the earth, development, that is how it goes. You see investors bringing their money to work. That's how it happens. The government only facilitates what can go on. So I think our fathers, those who have the land, to say that the land belongs to them, need some education so that the young people can get some job to do. People are not coming in, and if we are chasing them away, so what are we doing to ourselves?
Did you use the opportunity to talk to any of the chiefs or the landowners? Because if I'm a chief and investors are coming to invest in my land, I must be consulted. There must be a bit of negotiation. Was that exactly negotiation done? Because you can't say that government has facilitated investment or investors to come and mine or do whatever, and then they go to the place, they don't consult the chief, and then they start mining. Is that what is supposed to be done?
Actually, I can tell you that assembly, the Cattle South is aware, they are under Cattle South, and they told me they visited all these chiefs, all these communities, the chiefs and all. Some of them agree, and some of them are giving them headache. So it's not like we're about to visit these chiefs. Those who said that they should quit from the land, we are about, as communicators, we are about to visit them and to talk to them. But if anybody, like land dispute or whatever, they are using to stop the investors, that is why we will not agree. But those that rightfully own the place and they are saying they don't understand, we now have the strategic plan from the company. It is a British company, not even India. It's just that some of the workers are Indians. We have the strategic plan, and we will approach the chiefs and give them the picture of what the three people are there to do.
I'll again disagree with you, because the first thing you need to do before investors go to somebody's land is to consult and negotiate for them to understand the terms on which they are coming to do the investment, because they might also benefit.
You will disagree with me, because to be frank with you, what happened is that outside is that land is not registered to private ownership in any developing country or any developed country. Land belongs to the state, and mayors take full charge of whatever should happen on the land. So these people, they are from developed countries, and as they come here, they know that mayors or district chief executives have some powers over the land.
That was the president of Youth Africa, Emmanuel Ashigbe.